Hi, and welcome to Kaput Radio. I'm Martin. Today I will present you with contemporary mainstream confusion about money, such as jargon.
Collateral, collateralized mortgage obligation, the credit,
which is the nicer word of the debt.
Collusion going on.
Dark pools, where trading takes place unseen and unreported by conventional mechanisms.
De-risking.
Balance sheet structures, efficient market hypothesis.
The interlinked structure of the financial system and of its feedback loops.
Keynesian paradox of thrift.
Margin calls on garbage.
Momentum trading, no real ownership and no responsibility.
Path-dependent formation of expectations.
Quantitative easing.
Rehypothecated
securitization,
which is the originate-to-sell model of lending.
The time displacement of consumption.
The value-at-risk calculation.
The velocity of circulation.
Securitization, which is the originate-to-sell model of lending.
But to lighten your heart, it all comes down to a simple fact, valid since the British Parliamentary Act of 1694, putting private banks in charge for the supply of currency. We call them reserve banks, but let me reassure you, they are private businesses. Any other type of currency creation was declared counterfeit by law. This monopoly on the method, that is the asset-based lending principle, or some call it fiat money, creates the central flaw of the whole monetary system, namely scarcity. That is, the production costs are always higher than the money available in your market, thereby engendering ruthless competition at the expense of someone else, mostly all of us poor people. So, bearing that in mind, I nevertheless like to show that jargon and hyperbole is very popular and even profitable for some media personalities. Lean back and reassess your picture of the world going mad, inventing exotic magic finance beans, yet having no way out, but eventually having to write off debt, or as the media like to call it, having haircuts applied. Enjoy and laugh while you can.
Imagine you are living in a very small world with 9 other people. Everyone has $100, so the total is $1,000, and hence everyone owns 10% of the total money supply. One of those 10 people is a banker who is responsible for taking care of the money supply. One day, the banker decides to create an additional $1,000. He keeps $500 for himself and hands the other $500 to his friend. The total supply of money has become $2,000, but you still only have $100, so you now own 5% of the total money supply. The money you hold will buy half of what it could before. Although no one has actually physically stolen anything from you, half of your wealth was stolen by the banker and divided between himself and his friend. This is a simplification, and the banks today use their tricks to make you believe it is not happening right here and right now. However, it is exactly the same.
Collateral underpins the entire global credit system.
Through technology and more effective propaganda, the serfs, or us, would learn to love our servitude. We wouldn't even really acknowledge that we're essentially slaves to a small, technocratic, technologically advanced oligarchy.
The Federal Reserve has cut its key interest rate.
It's led by the record interest rate of
interest at banks.
Crisis will happen.
The biggest fiscal stimulus we have ever seen.
And it'll stop. We are in the midst of a serious financial crisis, not even with decisive action.
Does the U.S. machine manufacture weapons in order to confront new threats, or does it manufacture threats in order to sell new weapons? We will look at the economics of war and defense. And as the U.S. budget deficit is released for February at close to $232 billion, how can anyone with half a brain at least separate America's growing indebtedness from a bloated military budget that takes up more than 50% of discretionary spending? We'll look at the defense drain on America's dollars.
Anyway, let's go to the phones. We're going to start.
Hey, Tom. I'm sorry, Russ. I keep hearing on TV and you just can't afford it and the sacrifice is going to have to be shared. And what I want to know is when Andrea Mitchell, Mrs. Alan Greenspan, and when Rush Limbaugh say we need to share the sacrifice, what kind of sacrifices are you guys making? I mean,
Really?
What? That means we must accept. We must universally accept bad times. The reason is not your job to come along and say that somebody is at fault, and it's none of your business to come along and say it isn't right. Somebody's success is owing to somebody's misery. Nobody fears this country anymore. Nobody fears this country anymore. Nobody fears this country. And why? So nobody's afraid of us. They're monkeying around with our currency. They're monkeying around with their currency.
Could whistleblowing actually become the next growth industry on Wall Street with the prospect of multi-million dollar payouts from regulators, eh?
Well, the previous government promised that the government saying no had to spend money.
How is that prudent economic management?
Well, we found before the election, after the election, and we're going to do everything we can, we had to put $8.8 billion into the Reserve Bank. We can't be blamed. There's just no argument about that.
Well, today was another D-Day for Greece. Seriously, how many D-Days can you have when you've supposedly already won the war? Meanwhile, President of the ECB, Mario Draghi, is defending the ECB's trash-to-cash liquidity operation today.
I would say are an unquestionable success.
Forgive the debt in order to take on more debt to deal with the problem that is too much debt.
So when you talk about trust in the central bank, I spent 35 years in the city, and I can tell you I have never trusted central banks, the Bank of England, the Fed, or the ECB. Don't take it personally, but I don't trust you one inch.
Parts of the banking sector are racing to be ready for a big change in March next year, and it's something that many Australians aren't even aware of. Financial institutions will be able to share more information about the credit history of individual Australians.
Might also surprise you today. We're talking about luxury items. It's getting too expensive, even for the guys with a lot of money.
There are friends out there who need your help today. Friends in pain who squandered all their money away. But they can't be blamed. In this patchwork economy, they're too big to fail. They have got the power, they own the land. Now it seems they need a little helping hand. Save the banks, never mind the people. Everybody's gotta show a little love. Save the banks, give them all you can, and everything is gonna be alright.
Sets the wheels in motion for the mother of all collapses. It won't be a pretty picture. The mother of all Great Depression, forces of war. This is very scary. This is just a sell job. It's a con job. It's smoke and mirrors by a snake oil salesman. The bubble's getting bigger, bolder, badder than anything we've ever seen before. We will have, in my opinion, the mother of all Great, Great Depressions. It means you and your family do need to be prepared for what's coming. It's going to get even more crazy. It's going to get even more insane. We will not recover from the next shock.
Cut the New World Order down to size, so you are going to be scapegoated for the financial system and the terror attacks they're going to stage. They're the muscle for the bankers. Listen to me very carefully.
Why do business with criminals? Get ready, election day. Go pull the lever for a lesser of two evils. Same thing in dealing with these SOBs.
It is the destruction of the capitalist economy and of the free market by crony fascistic thieves.
England, Ireland, Scotland, Germany, France, Greece, it's all J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo. And of course, all of those banks heavily Rothschild owned. This country has had a private banking cartel running it into the ground since 1913. And they've positioned us now to fully bankrupt the states, the counties, the cities, the federal government. So we can go under receivership, bridges to nowhere. Private investments were all tied to it through duplicitous fraud by the six big megabanks. The very fraudsters that have positioned us into this situation, the very fraudsters that have positioned us are now posing as our saviors.
This is the greatest bank robbery in world history.
I'm going after the bankers, the head of the thing. I'm going after Stalin. Identify the Federal Reserve. It's us or them.
It's a takeover by the banks.
It's either us or them.
It's a criminal operation.
It's either us or them.
But Jamie Dimon is a 50-year-old schmata who opens a crooked bank, who's in league with the devil and the Obama administration, and he runs nothing but a sham bank. You just give any competition, any five-year-old, give a goldfish a banking license, and they'll attract more deposits than this outright criminal, Dimon.
It's either us or them. And most of these decadent people are going to turn into the equivalent of vicious, political, ringwraith, vampire, Nosferatu, Nazi-like zombies. They will do whatever they're told by the bankers.
An SOB middleman that I know has a criminal track record.
And they're setting up a new Marshall Plan. The establishment plans a completely post-industrial, absolutely bankrupt, third-world situation with an extremely predatory police state class. This is a ruling elite, decadent beyond belief.
So the whole game is rigged.
The social engineers are going to stage terror attacks. They infect so they can destroy the economy, then they're flush with the fiat instruments and can buy it all up. This is war.
Talk of tapering.
They are imploding the third world by design.
Tapering to begin. Tapering, tapering, taper, tapering again.
The scary thing is that by their own admission, they want to depopulate the planet by about two-thirds.
This is bondage. They're saying you've got to get rid of the bankers. This is economic warfare. We are being conquered.
For total control, police state, financial terrorists. Controlling everything, digital currency, cashless society.
It's one thing to know that if you lay on the railroad tracks and the 5 o'clock train comes by, there's a good chance that the train isn't going to have time to stop and run over you. It's another thing to actually see the country run over by the train.
A war against cash.
We are going into planned, controlled receivership and demolition.
What a bunch of criminals that are running these banks. Because when the system collapses, you get screwed. The banks are screwing everybody. You get screwed as they have a smile on their face. When the crisis hits, and it's going to hit, in that white shoe boy language, they were going to give you a haircut, which means they were going to steal your money. Why are you keeping your money there with them anyway? What are you getting for it? Why are you doing business with these criminal operations? Hot money, cheap money.
I have warned you.
Greed was not invented on Wall Street or at Canary Wharf in 2007.
In the monetary market system, we still believe lots of people at the bottom, that's the way.
Your name is Roger, yes?
Roger.
Ah, that's your name.
Roger.
Good. And what do you do, Roger?
I'm a financial consultant.
Ah, financial consultant, eh?
Roger,
yeah,
yes.
Terrific. And Roger, how's business at the moment?
Not bad, thank you. Been a bit quiet lately.
How do you mean lately?
Since the war, been a bit quiet.
Fair enough. Okay, Roger, your special subject tonight is the economies of the European Community. Mm. Your time starts now. Best of luck.
Thank you.
How much does Greece owe, Roger?
$367 billion.
Correct. And who do they owe it to?
Mostly to the other European economies.
Correct. How much does Ireland owe?
$865 billion.
Correct. And who do they owe it to?
Other European economies, mostly.
Correct. How much does Spain and Italy owe?
$1 trillion each.
Correct. Who to?
Mainly France, Britain and Germany.
Correct. And how are Germany, France and Britain going, Roger?
Well, they're struggling a bit, aren't they?
Correct. Why?
Because they've lent all these vast amounts of money to other European economies that can't possibly pay them back.
Correct. So what are they going to do?
They're going to have to bail them out.
Correct. Where are they getting the money to do that, Roger?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that one.
How much does Portugal owe?
Hang on a minute. What was the answer to that earlier question?
Just keep answering the questions, Roger. Where is Portugal going to get the money it owes to Germany if Germany can't get back the money that it lent to Italy?
Just a minute. What was the answer to the previous question? The question was, how can broke economies lend money to other broke economies who haven't got any money because they can't pay back the money the broke economy lent to the other broke economy and shouldn't have lent it to them in the first place because the broke economy can't pay it back?
You're wasting very valuable time, Roger. How much money does Spain owe to Italy?
$41 billion, but where are they going to get it?
Correct. What does Italy owe to Spain?
$27 billion, but they haven't got it. They're broke.
Correct. How can they pay each other if neither of them has any money?
They're going to get a bailout, aren't they?
Correct. And where's the money coming from for the bailout?
That's what I'm asking you.
Correct. Why are people selling the European currency and buying the US dollar?
Because the US economy is so much stronger than the European economy.
Correct. Why is that, Roger?
Because it's owned by China.
Correct. And very well done. And after that round, you've lost $1 million.
I've lost $1 million. I thought you said well done.
Yes, well done. You've only lost $1 million. That's an extraordinary performance,
Roger.
I've
only lost $1 million.
Very well done.
And that's quite good, is it?
Oh, it's excellent.
Sell everything immediately. Quickly.
$27 trillion. What is $1.5 quadrillion.
Where does money come from?
Is its value constant?
AAA to AA plus to AA, right down to C.
Or does it change?
Gas is exploding. Food is exploding. Every commodity is going up, 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 up.
Are there risks associated with money?
Mother of all depressions.
This is the greatest bank robbery in world history.
Every breath you take. Every change of rate, jobs you don't create, while we still stagflate, I'll be watching you. Every single day, Bernanke takes my pay. When growth goes away, inflation will stay, and I'll be watching you. Oh, can't you see? I'll be watching you.
Since you came so fast, lost without a chance, I dream it not that I want you.
concept of money itself is a very vague one and becoming increasingly vaguer. Because we don't understand these things, we're always going to be closing the stable door after the horse has gone. Money has ceased to be something very understandable. Ideology has allowed the distortion of reality. Every set of rules will be gamed. Today's macroeconomic theory has two competing branches. Branch one, the so-called Keynesian one, says random stuff happens, but by the application of monetary and fiscal policy, everything can be put back on track. Branch two, which we can call the neoclassical one, says that the market economy always reverts to a stable equilibrium after periodic bouts of self-cleansing. It sounds rather like an enema, but... Unequivocally, central bank macro models have missed every turning point in every economy every time. I want to stress this. No central bank has ever created any kind of model which has ever been able to predict any economic turning under any circumstances. This is an absolute fact. It is incontestable, rather like the fact that the securities markets don't price assets well. It has been tested hundreds and hundreds of times. This is a pure act of faith. We have experienced financial crises and economic cycles as long as there has been a record of this. Collateral underpins the entire global credit system. And of course, the heroic regulators, who are now to have their hands on the throats of the evil bankers, are the very same people who missed the onset of the crisis in the first place. Regulators and the regulated rapidly become a cozy bunch. And smarter regulators. Well, let's look at the practicalities of this. You have the choice between earning £75,000 annually at the Bank of England and £1 million annually at an investment bank. Do not rush to make a job decision. Who has and always will have the more capable staff? The regulator or the regulated? Making money quickly is more important than making money sustainably. A moral hazard is an unwanted incentive to do something bad created by something, some action intended to do good. The market always prices securities correctly. A Nobel Prize was just given to Eugene Farmer for this absolutely ridiculous notion. A Nobel Prize was also given to Robert Shiller for being one of the most thorough in demonstrating this opposite case. Both prizes were given at the same time. Yes. What is called capital? What is liquidity? Credit, which is the nicer word than debt. Momentum trading. Momentum trading is what you all do. This is a game of pass the parcel, which has to end badly. Rows of dominoes waiting to fall. If incompetence were criminal, think of the overcrowding in the jails. China, which is an unbelievably indebted place. Australia is essentially a mine for China, because all you do is you dig the stuff up, put it in a boat, ship it off, they pay, you dig it up again. Being dumb. Quarterly earnings dominate everything.
The following is brought to you by the U.S. Lotto.
But how can you defend the U.S. economy? A few people get crazy rich and nobody else gets a raise in their real income in 45 years. Why do we put up with this?
Because maybe, just maybe, I'll be one of the people who gets rich. That's right! You could be one of the lucky two or three people who wins the U.S. economy. The odds are astronomical. Oh, but what a payoff! Tell them today's jackpot, Donald Trump.
Today's jackpot in the U.S. economy is an estate of $3.5 billion, which I already have. And a lot of it's inherited, so you're not going to win it.
But you might, and you can't win if you don't play. Plus, you probably also can't win if you do. The U.S. economy. Keep on dreaming.
This message has been brought to you by the U.S. Lotto.
Today's segment of Science Fundamentals reports of the recent discovery of the heaviest element yet known to science. The new element, called Bencium, has one neuron, 25 assistant neurons, 88 deputy neurons, and a whopping 198 assistant deputy neurons, giving it an atomic mass of 312. These 312 particles are held together by forces called morons, which are surrounded by vast quantities of lepton-like particles called corpletons. Since Bencium has no electrons, it is in one respect inert. However, it can be detected because it impedes every reaction with which it comes into contact. A minute amount of Bencium has been shown to reduce the flow of calcium between corpletons to such an extent that those particles also become inert. Bencium's also have the property of absorbing the calcium of corpletons to increase the size of its own neurons. Bencium has a normal half-life of 2 to 3 years. It does not decay, but instead undergoes a reorganization in which a portion of its deputy and assistant deputy neurons split off. In fact, Bencium's mass actually increases despite this, since each reorganization causes more calcium to be absorbed by the larger neurons. It also transforms morons into new neurons, forming unstable isodopes that repel corpletons with low readings of calcium. The research has also shown that the rate of change in this process can be accelerated when catalyzed with a synthetic form of calcium in a process known as nationalizium. This conversion process has led some scientists to speculate that Bencium is formed whenever morons reach critical concentration. The hypothetical quantity is referred to as critical morass. Science Fundamentals, the easy way to grip it.
We at Koch Industries wanted to know what freedom means, so we got opinions from the people who matter the most, ordinary Americans.
What does freedom mean to me? I guess it means people much richer than I can get huge tax breaks, even though they export jobs to other countries. In fact, because they outsource jobs. That should be required.
It means really rich people can spend so much money on their favorite political causes that it completely drowns out my voice. I mean, the less you hear from me, the better.
It means a pair of wealthy industrialists can prevent any meaningful progress against global warming, thus dooming the rest of us to a century of weather disasters.
And what would you do if these freedoms were taken away?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it. I guess I'd shoot up a crowded mall. Maybe a college campus.
I'd blow myself up in a bus, and I'd make sure the bomb had, you know, a lot of nails and glass and stuff.
I'd start kidnapping children.
Hey, you know what? Ordinary Americans love freedom. Why don't you?
The proceeding was paid for by dark money routed through an offshore account to a dummy nonprofit and distributed to a grassroots organization that would be nothing, and I mean nothing, without our help. So maybe they should think about that.
Nobody fears this country anymore.
Thanks for listening. You can find the sources used, in part or complete, on the webpage of radioforall.net. Especially a thank you to the Final Edition Radio Hour with Tony Hendra. Check them out, finaledition.com. I'm Martin, and I wish you a macroeconomic profitable 2014, and catch you perhaps soon again.